This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Glad to be back behind the chair after a couple of day hiatus. Governor Burgum announcing his re-election Thursday morning. That was kind of big news. Thanks to Daryl Lease for subbing that day. Steve Hallstrom on Friday. All the fun out of Pucklets. Chevy Buick GMC and Valley City, doing a little fundraising. So now it's a brand new week. Had a fabulous trip to New Haven, Connecticut over the weekend. And still can't believe it, but my daughter goes to school at Yale, and there was a law school speaker there by the name of Clarence Thomas. Heard of him, anybody? Anybody, Clarence?
Rings the bell.
Justice Clarence Thomas. So this is sort of, you know, every day at Yale, it's like, you know, it's ridiculous the amount of talent they attracted. I mean, it's any of those schools, they just get a lot of people through there. So I got a chance to go here, but I can't believe this. I made fun of, snowflakes. All in good fun, of course. But, you know, I mean, some of the folks that I think the term snowflake, no, safe space was invented at Yale. Did you know that? The term was born at Yale. Yeah. Safe space. It was a Halloween costume deal. They wanted a safe space between them and the Halloween costume. And, so anyway, it's just the typical academia these days. Very, very sad in my mind, but it is what it is. Thankfully, our daughter, you know, has a firm grounding in what she believes. And, you know, a lot of that is just noise. She finds, you know, things that match up with her philosophical views, but yet has, you know, heard the other side, certainly grown in all of that as well. But anyway, I fully expected to have, I don't know, some gut-wrenching experience in watching people disrespect Clarence Thomas at this talk. It didn't happen. There were no protesters. Everybody was very polite. He got two standing ovations. So, I don't know. I guess that was fake news.
Well, the naysayers are at the World Series game in Washington.
Yeah, maybe. Did you notice that the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, takes down the notorious ISIS leader, most wanted thug in the world, and the thanks he gets for it from Washington's finest is getting booed at a national game last night. Getting booed. But, folks, just remember where it happened. The swamp is never going to cheer the President of the United States. Four of the richest counties in this country surround Washington, D.C. Can you guys tell me what they build there? What they make there?
Huh. You mean other than medium-rare steaks at the medium-rare restaurant?
Do you hear what I'm saying? Four of the wealthiest counties.
Yep.
In this country, surround Washington, D.C., and they don't build or
policy
make.
That's
or
what they, mean.
They talk.
Yep.
It's a bunch of attorneys. It's a bunch of, you know, lobbyists. It's a swamp. So I was thrilled that the president got the shout out that he did. Hillary Clinton is a little upset because Todd Mitchell knew about the ISIS leader before she did. His connections a little better than hers. He can be trusted with this information. She cannot. So she was.
Life isn't fair, you know.
Have you noticed how they're reacting to this? How they're reacting to the president?
Yeah. Did
that clip, Kevin, of some of the reaction to it?
I can dig it up here. Just give me one second. Absolutely.
I'm looking at one headline: Baghdadi raid depended on ties Trump scoffs at. arguably the most important national security accomplishment of the Trump presidency. Well, I got, they said that. Along with wiping out the ISIS caliphate, the U.S. relied on many tools President Trump has spurned. The raid's planners needed a U.S. ground presence in Iraq where the mission launched and returned. They depended on intelligence from Kurdish partners on the ground, and they needed America's engagement on the ground in Syria for intel and situational awareness. I mean, duh. We're always going to have that, number one. Number two, a lot of this is special forces. So that doesn't mean big numbers of troops. But they play the game. What are they saying about this momentous...
They were everywhere yesterday morning.
The president's been determined for a very long time to bring Baghdadi to justice. And I want to compliment him and his team,
Lindsey Graham,
for bringing about a result that I think is a game changer in the war on terror.
It was certainly an appropriate mission to green light. And so in that regard, the president made the right decision. Now we need him to continue to make appropriate decisions moving forward.
To watch this attack unfold in real time just made me so proud to be an American. Proud to see our special forces, their extraordinary courage and professionalism.
Good riddance. This was a bloodthirsty killer to the degree that he retained operational control of ISIS. It's an operational success. It's a symbolic victory.
Hakeem Jeffries and Pence, and then that's Adam Schiff actually being okay with it, too.
I know that voice.
Where's all the criticism and outrage?
Kind of had a sniveling tone to it. I don't know why. I knew it was kind of,
There's the...
Shifty Schiff.
Good riddance. This was a bloodthirsty killer.
Oh, it was? I thought he was an accredited religious scholar or something.
Whatever. Not to mention a father of three.
Yeah. Real angel.
Real tough guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, right.
Takes kids into a tunnel and hopes he'll...
Real.
That's for sure. Well, anyway, it was big news. I'd love your reaction as well at 800-228-0550. You think this will make a difference? Will this be forgotten? What do you think? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, our telephone numbers today. Nancy Pelosi hadn't found out about that. Do you think the president screwed up by not telling Nancy Pelosi about this in advance? Now, obviously, what she's complaining about is that she didn't know before it happened. And very few people knew about it before it happened, because you don't want troops in harm's way to have the potential of somebody leaking information that gets out.
1,000% okay with that.
And they leak and they lie. They leak and they lie. So you got to be really careful about letting this stuff out. You know? Very, very careful.
Well, how do you know, imagine the scenario there. They get intel. You know, alert the president. We've got this. This guy's here. We know he's here. It's highly probable. All the things that boom, 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 boom. I'm sure Trump just said, yeah, go. Whatever you think. Whatever, you know, he's leading. He's letting the leaders lead, you know. And they knew what was best, and they knew how to do it. Let them do it. Should we check with Nancy? I don't think so.
Exactly right. You can text your comments to us as well today. Text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Or again, call us at 800-228-0550. Later on in the program today, by the way, we're going to chat with Andrew Pollack, who's the author of Why Meadow Died. Meadow was Andrew Pollack's daughter. She died in the carnage at Parkland High School. And it's amazing to me. There are all kinds of books out there. There's all kinds of speakers out there. There's all kinds of people that cheer, jump up and down to use the carnage, in this case of children, at a school to advance their view on gun control. Andrew Pollack is a bit of a lone voice because his book, Why Meadow Died, is about the people and the policies that created the Parkland shooter and continue to endanger America's students. This guy is a champion. And then Representative Kim Koppelman, District 13 House of Representatives, chair of the House Judiciary Committee. We're going to talk about a couple of key legislative regulatory issues as well in a series we're starting to chat with legislators on the program. In the meantime, tell me what is on your mind. Nancy Pelosi is on Craig's mind. I'm sorry about that, Craig, but what's tell us more.
Yes, you know, I hate feeling this way, but I have come to the conclusion, and I'm 100% positive, there's a lot of people that would do, they hate Trump so bad, they don't want any wins. I put nothing past them. The Kavanaugh hearing, that was so low and contemptible, what the senators did, tried to pull on him, and what Nancy and Schiff are all doing here, I don't trust them for nothing.
So, Nancy Pelosi, not to be trusted. How do you, I mean, should the president do anything differently than he's doing? Or is he handling it?
He did the right thing, and she might not have given him up, but one of her staffers would have.
Yeah, the games they play. You're right. They're consumed in their hatred of this guy. Absolutely. Let's hope it's not rewarded. More after this. Call us.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamjackNorth.com. That's RamjackNorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tonight, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
What is he? What did he say? He is, what was that, Kevin?
Dead.
Okay.
Dead.
Todd, did you hear what the status of the ISIS leader is? The president, as usual, spoke with great clarity yesterday when talking about this action. Great clarity, didn't he? Unbelievable. How about the puppies? How about the puppies? And the cowardly... what else we got? I could listen to this all day. Was that good? You got any more for me, Kev?
I'm working on more.
All right.
Yeah.
800-228-0550. Say, I want to tell you something. This is for your calendar. November 11th is what? Veterans Day, folks. And to show deep appreciation for those who serve our country, the University of Mary invites all current or former military and veterans to a chapel service and complimentary lunch. November 11th, Veterans Day. Army Chaplain Corey Bjertness will lead the chapel service at 10 in Founders Hall on campus. The event is open to the public. Lunch afterward in that awesome, beautiful Crow's Nest campus restaurant, free of charge for all current or former military and veterans. Please join me at UMary. Help honor those who serve. I'll tell you what. We're celebrating a military victory today, taking out an ISIS leader. So taking out the ISIS caliphate. Now their leader is gone, who was hiding in the sand in Syria. It only happens with the best fighting force on the face of the earth. And politicians sometimes love to take credit for everything. The troops deserve the credit. The troops deserve the credit. Have you seen the website, Energy of North Dakota? If you haven't, it's great. The Bakken Benefits tab is really good. There's a video there that you can watch, how oil is produced, things going on in the community. Here's Bakken Benefits, for instance, on the economy, on jobs and careers, on energy security, on tax revenues, on oil and you. Have any idea how many petroleum products fuel our cars, trains, airplanes, and so much more? You got your toaster. You got your frying pan there with the Teflon. Tires and strollers and technology and all kinds of holiday cheer like Christmas paper. I mean, there's just a lot of things. And if you want to know what's in a barrel of oil, click a little video and you can check that out, too. So all of that is at energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. Texture says, Scott, there's no way Trump would let Nancy Pelosi know and whether or not she was sober that time of day. So he knows she can't be trusted to keep her mouth shut.
Wow.
Best just not to tell her.
Well, you can't be drunk all day if you don't start in the morning. Come on.
Do you think that we have a
jeez
problem there? A texter says, Scott, I told you 2-3 weeks ago there would be a chemical weapons attack in Syria after President Trump's withdrawal order. And there was. In Ras al Ain, Syria, just northeast of Aleppo, just like when President Trump's withdrawal order in April 2017-18, it's so predictable now. It's like I told you on the radio show 2 weeks ago, you probably thought I was crazy. What's crazier is that the white phosphorus chemical weapons used match the chemical weapons that the UK sold to the Turk military. Okay. Doing a deep dive there, right there. Texter says, Scott, I'm the author of your early morning text last Wednesday. I want to assure you I'm okay. Not going broke, suicidal, or heading for a mental breakdown. Thanks for the good show that day. All of Ag is in the same boat this year, taking a beating but still ticking. Referring to, remember the text I read and shared about...
Yep.
This guy had been farming 40 years, survived the 80s farm crisis, raised a family, built a ranch, a little above average size, been successful with hard work, frugal spending, being too stubborn to quit. But talking about Mother Nature this year, handing us a difficult year, record-breaking cold last winter and spring, above average rainfall and humidity all summer, wet harvest conditions, October snow, blizzards, commodities dropping at least 3 years, cattle prices in a slump. There's a real disaster brewing in ag right now. With 90% of our spring wheat sprouted or underwater, corn harvest looking difficult, and then the FSA payments, 15% of what was received.
I know.
Interesting feedback about that. And by the way, this particular emailer, since we've read the whole exchange on the air has been the subject of a lot of folks who've sent a note saying, I'm going to keep these people, you know, in my thoughts and prayers, and I have. And I do. And I think best we can do is make sure people know the facts, right? So letting us know what's happening and being able to share that goes to elected leaders and others in various agencies that can help. But they got to know the problem. They got to understand the problem. So that helps. One question I have for farmers and ranchers is I received a text after that barrage of conversation. I think it was on Wednesday last week. And the gist of it is, I don't have it in front of me, but the gist of it was, look, crop insurance is going to take care of the vast majority of this. Crop insurance, which most people would have, is going to take away a lot of that pain. I mean, compared to the FSA payments, for instance, going down 15%, much better. So help me understand, I guess I would have to say this person is sort of dismissing some of these concerns in that that's why we have crop insurance. And you're going to get 85, 90% of what you would have got, so it isn't the end of the world. And the bankers obviously would work with folks on that. I don't pretend to know if that's a Pollyanna statement or if that has some merit. So please tell me. 800-228-0550. Texter says, I went out to do some bow hunting this weekend. Went to a few of my spots, and I was amazed I was not able to get to my spots because of how much water there was.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get to the shelter belt without getting really muddy, and then I thought of the farmers and how much trouble they're in. Standing water in every field with nowhere for it to go. Prayers for the farmers.
Know what I saw on Friday? The hard, between here and Holly, guys, they had the huge John Deere tractor hooked up to the semi, pulling the semi along in the field, trying to, you know, they were harvesting sugar beets, and then another big tracked combine pulling another truck while they were just trying to keep up, and the mud just, oh, I can't even imagine the level of dirt to just hard work, man.
And equipment breaks, and it costs money. Yeah. I heard a story about a similar situation where somebody broke an axle, a rear axle, while they're trying to pull some, you know, equipment out. I mean, it just piles on, just one thing after the other. All right, I want to know what's going on there, though, in that regard. Please tell me, 258-0550. I also would love to glom on to something that would be, you know, given the trade deals that are going on, given the disaster that is compounded on top of that with the weather situation. I know they're working on there, but is there something you wish could be done? You know, is there something that is, hey, given the circumstances, here's what we think should happen to help this? Want to hear an answer and a solution. 258-0550. Jerry, when we come back, don't go away.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it too. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats continue their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Moments ago, he discusses the telephone call with the Ukraine leader that sparked the whole inquiry.
When the whistleblower, when they saw what the whistleblower wrote, and then when I released the conversation, which bore no relationship to what the whistleblower saw, they said their case was out the window. And I think it's a disgrace. And frankly, I told Republicans who are really being taken advantage of, they're really being maligned. And I think it's a horrible thing.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House as he heads to Chicago. Catholic bishops from the Amazon asking Pope Francis to let married men in that region serve as priests. A gathering of the bishops at the Vatican discussing also the idea of ordaining women as deacons. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Baghdadi and the losers who worked for him. And losers they are. They had no idea what they were getting into. In some cases, they were very frightened puppies. In other cases, they were hardcore killers. But they killed many, many people. Their murder of innocent Americans, James Foley, Stephen Sotloff, Peter Kasich, and Kayla Mueller were especially heinous. The shocking publicized murder of Jordanian pilot, a wonderful young man, spoke to the king of Jordan. They all knew him. They all loved him. He was burned alive in a cage for all to see. On the execution of Christians in Libya and Egypt, as well as the genocidal mass murder of Yazidis, rank ISIS among the most depraved organizations in the history of our world. The forced religious conversions, the orange suits prior to so many beheadings, all of which were openly displayed for the world to see. This was all that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, this is what he wanted. This is what he was proud of. He was a sick and depraved man. And now he's gone.
And now he's gone. President laying out the case yesterday morning to the nation.
I was a little confused by what he was saying. So is he saying that the guy's dead?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about
dead. Okay.
Yeah, exactly right.
You've not known him to be one to sugarcoat stuff in the
first
place.
That's my point,
though, Kevin, right?
That's my point. That's what I love about it. He's
not a soft sell kind of guy.
Like Joey Soprano. Yeah, we put one in his melon on Saturday. It's done.
Do we have the play-by-play of the guy going into the tunnel? We have that, too, don't we?
I don't have that, but we can sure find it.
Yeah, we'll find that one here coming up. Brought to you today by MyPillow. You have helped build MyPillow into this amazing company. And now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, is giving back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products by going to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials. There, you can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. For example, the Body Pillow, regularly $89.99, with the promo code SCOTT, it's $29.99. So you do the radio listener special, click, and then you do the promo code SCOTT, and then you got a great pillow.
What about the towel?
Yeah, they're coming. Did you get yours yet?
Oh, baby.
Come on.
Yeah.
The royal purple towel showed up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't walk in the door till 2 a.m. last night. I might have them on the doorstep, too. I just didn't notice.
Well, wow. Somebody may have seen, if you're in one of those neighborhoods where people steal boxes off doorsteps.
They're all inside, but okay. I just didn't open them. So I'll find out. Todd got royal purple pillows. Not pillows, towels. Anyway,
yeah.
That's a new product. You and I are getting a little exclusive try it out kind of deal. So you know.
Well, that's going to be the Christmas gift to give this year.
I think so. Especially the royal purple ones, the Todd.
Yes.
Because it's a
surprise. Get some Vikings logo etched on it, or, you know, embroidered
exactly.
on it, too. And
Purple Pride. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty with these. All you do is go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. To McCluskey, North Dakota, we go. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I just read Andy Pollack's book this weekend.
Oh, did you? What timing? We have him on next hour.
Yes, and every parent and every administrator, every teacher, every grandparent should read that book. You will find out how corrupt the Obama administration policies were that caused that problem down there. A name, Arnie Duncan, who came from Chicago, and Robert Runcie, the superintendent down there, wasn't even an educator, but he ended up down there from Chicago. And that's, you'll see if we read the book what exactly happened, why that little girl is not alive today. So
I encourage
y'all to read it.
Yeah, I'm glad you called to tell us that, Arian. I'm looking forward to talking to Arnie, Andrew Pollack, rather. But I can't believe, think about how much energy, right, no matter what side of the debate you're on, okay?
Right.
This is one guy, a dad, who lost a daughter, so he has standing here. We ought to listen. We ought to lean in and see what he has to say. He's basically saying, don't run around and talk about taking people's guns. Let's enforce the laws we have now. Let's secure schools. He's talking about the most important argument, and everybody else, it seems, wants to run with the tragedy, the murder,
and
try and advance their political cause. It's disgusting.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Absolutely.
But he did us a great service by writing this book, and I just would encourage all to read it.
Appreciate that, Jerry, very much. Glad you read it. Thanks. And looking forward to the conversation.
You bet.
You too. The book, by the way, is called Why Meadow Died. Why Meadow Died. The author is Andrew Pollack. Caleb in South Fargo answering our question on crop insurance. Hello, Caleb. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm not doing too bad here. The way you kind of made it sound to me is you're thinking that we get 85 to 90% of what our crop is worth. And that's not quite how it goes. We can buy different coverage levels, and it all goes back to our APH, which is the history of our farm over the last 10 or so years. And, every year we're bumping the yield higher and higher, and we kind of need to make up for the lower prices, as you very well know. And so, you know, we're hoping for 180 to 200 bushel corn, where our production history over the last 10 years may only be 160 bushels an acre, and then our coverage levels are as high as 85%. So that covers 85% of that, but most people don't buy up to 85% because that it gets a lot more expensive as you go higher. So most people are in the 65 to 75% range of the APH, which is usually significantly lower than your last 5 years of yields and what your trend yields have been. So crop insurance isn't usually a money-making proposition. It's usually, it hopefully covers your expenses, and maybe if you're lucky. Now, Beats, on the other hand, we're in MNDAC, and the crop insurance level is very high on Beats, just at least for us.
What does that mean, the crop insurance? What does that mean, Caleb, the crop insurance level?
It's $48 a ton, I believe, is what the price, the crop insurance price is. And so the problem that's going to happen in the beet scenario is the guys who don't lift, who are unable to lift their beets because it's too wet, will get a crop insurance payment, which will be okay. But the guys who do have their beets lifted, and say the factory only gets 60% of the beets in, well, that maybe the first 50% of the beets covers the expenses, and that, so you're only getting 10% to make your payment there, and that will equal a very small payment for the beets for the farmers. But I'm hoping that we have a good weather window and we can get the beets lifted and get a decent payment. Because it's a struggle, that's for sure.
So. Now, I've heard some real concern on the beets because of the rain. Did freeze help there a little bit so you could at least get in the field, or is the rain still a problem?
Yeah, I know south of Fargo here, it's not as bad. We're actually in the field now. I know up north, it sounds like it's just terrible. And I guess I can't speak for that. I know it kind of seems spotty down here, you know, one guy's field is fairly dry and the field a couple miles down the road is really wet yet. But if we get the right conditions where the ground freezes a little bit, we might be able to make it work in some of those wet fields. But if it freezes too much, the beets are stuck and we can't dig them out. So.
And back to your point on crop insurance, I was paraphrasing a text that I'd gotten on Thursday. And I'm not sure that they said, you know, what, 90% of, you know, revenue. In other words, you'd get that amount of revenue. But I think the term they used was, you know, should end up, you know, atoning for 90% of the ugly. And I guess that could mean expenses. And you thought, too.
Yeah.
Now, but what about the overall premise that, you know, okay, what they were, here's my interpretation of what they were saying. I don't want to put words in somebody's mouth, but the impression I got is with crop insurance, things aren't as bad as people are saying they are. In other words, it's not fun to go through this, but
right.
that's why we have crop insurance, and it's not that bad. Is that a fair statement?
You're right. Hopefully it will get us to fight another year. That's the goal.
Right. So it you know, makes the banker happy and covers the expenses but of course if you had a few years together like this, that could be another story. A banker might be saying whoa, right?
Yeah, that's definitely the case.
Interesting. Well, good luck to you, and keep us posted on the rest of the harvest goes, Caleb, would you?
Thanks, Scott. Bye.
Get those beets out of the ground, Caleb in south of Fargo. If you have a question or comment and want to weigh in on that, too, we mentioned this earlier, but in case you missed it, we had a discussion last week, how bad is it? And the answer collectively from a lot of listeners was, bad, some saying about as bad as they remember. I had a listener respond to that saying, you know, why isn't anybody talking about crop insurance? Because that's what crop insurance is for. And this caller was sort of addressing that. So 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. I know the center part of the state is really getting hammered. Really, just the wet conditions there are really, really bad. So obviously every place is just a little bit different. If you're in one of those spots that is really, really bad, let us know how things are going. Love the updates. Okay? 701-258-0550, or you can text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd to 701-226-8503. Harry when we come back.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Ferrinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there. Just in the community itself, they've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson Ethanol Plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Terrorists who oppress and murder innocent people should never sleep soundly, knowing that we will completely destroy them. These savage monsters will not escape their fate, and they will not escape the final judgment of God.
Isn't it wonderful to hear him say
Baghdadi
savage monsters?
Has been on the run for many years, long before I took office. But in my direction, as Commander-in-Chief of the United States, we obliterated his caliphate 100%. In March of this year, Today's events are another reminder that we will continue to pursue the remaining ISIS terrorists to their brutal end.
To their brutal end.
Obliterate. I love words like obliterate.
Savage monster. That's what they are. It's absolutely right. No doubt about it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum, the folks that go into the storm. Be the buffalo. And when you see folks doing that, be in the buffalo, going into the storm. Could be all around you. Firefighter in your community, law enforcement officer, first responder, teacher, pastor, great community leader, you name it. A lot of folks have that fighter spirit. Say something. Call the Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. All right, Harry in South Fargo is where we're going next. What's on your mind, Harry?
Wait. Am I on?
You are, sir. Yep.
Okay, great. Look, I got a bunch of guys here at the shop, and I got one guy here. Here, get on the phone.
What?
Get on the phone. He says he can kick the top of a door jam by standing.
All right. I think some folks are having fun. We're going to get back to serious business here. All the best to you, Harry. Good luck with that door jam. Ty, south of Wahpeton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Just giving you an update from the field, my friend. So, you know, we're down here in the southern part of the valley, and things are better than our brothers and sisters in the north and the west. We got to keep those guys in mind. It's kind of weird being productive down here because you feel so bad for those that aren't right now. I've got friends in Castleton that tried this morning. They made two passes and had to stop. Another friend out in Litchfield, south of Valley City, and he's not even able to farm. It's too wet. It's been really brutal. We've been blessed with a little better conditions here in the southern part of the state. And then beets have been bad. We've been pretty tough. We started today. We're finally starting to get beets out of the ground. Corn and beans are going along slow. Corn should be fine. We're not worried about the corn too much. The beans are taking a beating, but they're coming off slow. You see the fields. It drives hard to get in there and get all that stuff out of the mud. But as far as the beet harvest goes, everybody's trying. That one guy mentioned earlier, we're just on a race to get things done before it freezes where it becomes solid rock. I've been down here for 4 years now working with these guys, and what they taught me was the one rule is we got to get done by Halloween, and that's obviously not going to happen. So now there's a whole other set of fears coming in play with the weather, the cold, and it's just been really intense and brutal. And the message I want to get out to everybody in addition to the update is that a lot of people take off time to help these farmers out, and they plan to do this in October, and then they take vacations to help these guys, literally, and now their time is up. And so farmers are in real need of help right now. So if anybody out there in the listening world is comfortable driving a big truck or had a little experience or willing to get trained, you know a farmer, you know somebody you can help out. These guys need hands. They need bodies to get these crops out of the ground because without the truckers, this stuff's going nowhere. And just keep that in mind. So if we can get that to the people and get some help to these guys, it'd be a great, great help.
Your suggestion is that if you know somebody in the farm and ranch world, reach out to them, say, hey, can I help? Offer your services, offer to be able to help because, you know, only so many hours, right? In a day.
Correct. Somebody can pull some night shifts, some weekend shifts, anything. You guys just need help. We all got to rally together. The reason these are our brothers and sisters that do this every day. We all know somebody in this business. And, you know, as a community, we can get through this together, but it's going to take a lot of hard work and prayer. And we really need to hold. We need the cold, but we don't need to be too cold. We definitely need more rain. We sure as heck don't want any snow right now.
Came back late last night, saw some combines in the field in the 1 a.m. hour. So, you know, like I say, this is a 24/7 thing now when you can go. And Ty, you're kind and thoughtful to, you know, have some better fortunes than most this year and be thinking of the folks that are having a good time, a tough time, and ways to help. So thank you for that. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Scott.
You bet. Texter says, Scott, you asked earlier what they produce in Washington, D.C. I have an answer. Environmentally destructive swamp gas. Yeah, they do, don't they? It's bad for the environment. You're right. Someone forgot to tell Baghdadi, live by the sword, die by the sword. I believe he brought his kids with him into that tunnel. Man, I guess I can. Do you think he brought his kids down to kill them as well? Or do you think he thought the kids would be shields? So it doesn't matter, I guess. We're talking about a nutcase. Why he wouldn't think like he thinks rationally. Murderous thug. Texter says, I think Trump was smart not to tell Nancy and Schumer. As some people a little ticked about that. Another texter, it's hilarious that the Democrats are crying because they were not told of the raid. That's my president. Who's tired of winning? Anybody tired of winning yet? Sam in Fargo, are you tired of winning?
I'm never tired of winning.
Me either.
Never
I'm with
tired of winning. Can I just say this right now? I am so proud.
I'm proud, too. The United States Armed Forces. The United States Armed Forces, those special forces, the job they did. Our military leader. Absolutely phenomenal. All right, take a break, come back. Talk about some legislative issues with Kim Koppelman, Andrew Pollack, author of Why Meadow Died, too, on What's On Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.